Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Google. We're kicking off the day with a scoop. House Republican leadership has agreed to bring in Rod Rosenstein to a closed private hearing in the next few weeks to discuss the GOP's misgivings with the Deputy Attorney General. Republican Congressman Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan are the headliners of the panel that will talk to Rosenstein in the closed session. If Rosenstein does not show up, they'll subpoena him, sources told us yesterday. This has the full backing of the Republican leadership. They're trying to give Rosenstein a private hearing to avoid a public spectacle. Now on the aftermath of Brett Kavanaugh's hearing on Capitol Hill, here's the crux of it. Kavanaugh is still a slight favorite to be confirmed. He has the public support of all Republican senators besides Jeff Flake, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski. Here's what's happening today. The Judiciary Committee, the same 11-10 panel that questioned Kavanaugh and Dr. Christine Blasey Ford yesterday, will vote Kavanaugh up and down this morning around 9:30. The only wild card is Jeff Flake. Remember, even if the Judiciary Committee votes Kavanaugh down, McConnell could still bring his nomination to the floor. On Saturday, the Senate will hold a procedural vote around noon on Kavanaugh's nomination. That needs to pass with 51 votes. Vice President Mike Pence would break any tie. This is where Collins, Murkowski, and Flake come into play. Democratic Senators Joe Donnelly of Indiana and Joe Manchin of West Virginia have signaled they're still mulling which way to vote. On Monday and Tuesday, Kavanaugh has floor votes. He could, if all goes right for him, be a Supreme Court justice by Wednesday. It is expected, according to our colleague Burgess Everett, that Joe Donnelly, Joe Manchin, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins will all vote together. We don't know if they're going to vote yes or no, but they are expected, according to senators and aides, to vote together. Now let's talk about the impact of yesterday for the future. The Senate has now turned into the House. The normally cool and collected chamber collapsed into a cacophony of chaos yesterday, with the Judiciary Committee resembling the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Gone for the most part were the niceties. The cooling saucer became the frying pan. Democrats believe they've been now turbocharged in the midterms. This hearing, and all that it represented to Democrats and Democratic women, will immediately become the rallying cry for the left in 2018. Republicans and Democrats concede that Democrats have the enthusiasm on their side. Watch what this will do, they say. Impeach Kavanaugh? It's possible that dumping Brett Kavanaugh will also become a rallying cry on the left, as Democrats see him as clearly unfit for the bench. Many have already intimated he was not truthful under oath. And yesterday will change nominations forever. We always hear from Democrats and Republicans that it's harder than ever to get people to accept confirmable jobs. We have to expect that based on conversations yesterday, this will aggravate that dynamic. The GoFundMe campaign to help Blasey Ford has already raised nearly $500,000. The biggest contributor, $10,000 from Phil Lesh, the former bassist for the Grateful Dead. Annie Carney and Andrew Restuccia break down Trump's view. They write that he is thrilled at Kavanaugh's defiance. The Washington Post reports that Trump said at a fundraiser last night that Kavanaugh knocked it out of the park but called the hearing painful to watch. There are still calls for a delay. Sahil Kapoor of Bloomberg reports that the American Bar Association called on the Senate to delay the vote until an FBI investigation. Alan Dershowitz wrote an op-ed for Fox News on a similar tack. Anna and I will both be in Austin this weekend for the Texas Tribune Festival. I'll be interviewing Deval Patrick Saturday morning, and Anna's doing a live Women Rule podcast with Cecile Richards on Saturday. Email us both if you have questions for them. We already have a spotted from Austin, Michael Avenatti at the Driscoll Hotel. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Friday. The president will sign the spending bill to avert a government shutdown at noon. This is closed press. At 1:45, he'll welcome the president of Chile to the White House. At 2:55, the president will participate in the send-off of the Chilean president. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
With security threats evolving every day, Google's constantly working on solutions to help make everyone safer online. They share their safe browsing technology with other companies to protect over 3 billion devices from phishing and malware, and collaborate with independent security experts to find and fix security vulnerabilities across the internet. You can check out more ways Google's sharing their tech and collaborating with the industry at google.com/security.